Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Glass, and I praise the Lord that this is the day the Lord has made, and we are going to be glad and rejoice in it. I'm very thankful for the Lord, and I'm thankful that you were able to spend this time with me as we go into the Word of the Lord and share the goodness of our God. He is a wonderful Lord, and in the midst of this time, the times in which we're living, the uncertainty, the turmoil, the strife, the conflict, that's just a part of our day-to-day life, how grateful I am that we can join together in the faith of the Lord Jesus Christ, and we can be surrounded by His presence, by His peace, because we may be in this world, but beloved, aren't you glad that we're not part of it? Jesus said, "My kingdom is not of this world." And the kingdom that we belong to, oh, it's not meat and drink. It's not a bunch of religious obligations, but it's righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. Beloved, one of the greatest gifts that God has given to man has to be that of a peaceful mind. At this very moment that you're listening to me right now, are you troubled about something? Are you disturbed about someone you love? The problems you face, the things that are going on, maybe you find them very hard to deal with. But remember that the Lord's encouraging presence is always there. He's right now standing by your side. He loves you, and He's right on time. God promises us in Romans 12 and 2 that we can be transformed by the renewing of our mind. That means that it's His will to take away the worries that beset us and that surround us. It's very easy in this hour in which we're living to give in to the natural fears that are part of the natural man. But He says He'll give us a peaceful mind. Isn't that something to pursue? And there are so many people that write and share their prayer needs, some of them so desperate. My heart just goes out to them. And God He gives me a word to encourage them through the Word of God. And it's my desire on this broadcast to help you and to encourage you. And I know many may never write, but beloved, I want you to know that prayer changes things. God is a God who hears and answers prayer. You know, in the book of Nehemiah, the Lord, actually it's the 8th chapter, the 10th verse, God's word says that there's some very powerful things. He wants us, as He was speaking to His people then, and He's speaking to us today, go your way, eat the fat, and drink the sweet. You know, sometimes I think God's people feel guilty about being blessed. Beloved, it's all right for you to enjoy the blessings that He's given to you. Don't feel guilty about asking God for blessings. The word further says, and send portions unto them for whom nothing is prepared. And this means while we're enjoying God's blessings and drinking in the increased blessings of the Lord, we have to remember the forgotten, the lost souls for whom nothing is prepared. This scripture ends with this promise, for this day is holy unto your Lord. Neither be ye sorry, for the joy of the Lord is your strength. When you step into God's way of giving and receiving, and I'm speaking now of all that He's placed in our hands, everything that we're stewards of, not just finances, but our time, our energies, our strengths, the things that God has placed in our ability to be used for him to be a light in this world, a city set upon a hill which cannot be hid. When we walk in his will, we're opening the abundant flow of the Spirit, not only into our lives, but into the lives of others. And when you give of yourself to touch people's lives, you become God's blessing to those whom nothing is prepared. I'm just going to pause right here. I want to just obey the Spirit of the Lord. For the Spirit of God would say to you, beloved, be steadfast, decide to abide, refuse all rationalization or any thoughts that would lure you into a frenzy of frantic grasping and self-reliance. Any action taken with even a hint of impatience or fear can never be an act of faith. Think about that, beloved. Anything done out of impatience or fear. Faith, beloved, is a solid knowledge of the heart, not a groping, grasping guess of the mind. Faith is far more than believing. Faith is knowing. It is a knowing arising from an inner reality seated into your spirit by my Spirit, says the Lord. Praise God. Amen. Father, I pray right now for those that are listening, those who seem to be surrounded by troubles, by the cares of this life. Father, it is not your will for us to be overcome, but to be overcomers, because greater is he who is in us than he that is in the world. And Lord, I give you praise and I give you thanks that, Lord, you have always caused us to triumph in Christ Jesus. So, Lord, for your beloved who's listening, no matter what they're going through, Lord, you have a course of action. You have a plan. With every temptation, you will make a way of escape. And so, Lord, I'm thanking you right now for that blessed peace of mind. Lord, that you are working by the Spirit of God to transform us, that our minds would be renewed, Lord, that we will enter in and move in and press our way in, Lord, to the things of the Lord as never before. Lord, that you're removing hindrances and obstacles. And Lord, you're causing our eyes to be single. And Lord, if our eyes be single, our whole body shall be full of light. So, Father, I pray for the light of your presence to shine now on your beloved. Lord, let faith arise. Let every fear, let every discouragement be swallowed up, Lord, by the light of your presence. Cause your face to shine upon us, Lord. And let us know that we are not the vanquished, but Lord, you are the vanquisher. And because you have triumphed, we can triumph in you. In the mighty name of Jesus, I praise you and I thank you for it. Amen and amen. Praise God. Well, the Lord has given me some wonderful thoughts to share out of the book of Psalms, Psalm 62. And I would like to, I don't know how much time I'll have to get into the actual message today, but let's just share this word, because I'm believing the Spirit of the Lord is going to speak to you even out of his word. This is a psalm of David, and it begins by, he makes a declaration, "Truly my soul waiteth upon God, from him cometh my salvation." Oh, can you say amen? "He only is my rock and my salvation." I was just thinking, a sister wrote recently, and those are the very words she shared. In spite of all that's going on in her life, she said, "He is my defense. I shall not be greatly moved." Verse 3, "How long will ye imagine mischief against a man? Ye shall be slain, all of you. As a bowing wall shall ye be, and as a tottering fence. They only consult to cast him down from his excellency. They delight in lies. They bless with their mouth, but they curse inwardly." Beloved, this is a day in which we're living that things are not as they seem. People are not as they seem. They might be speaking all the right words, but that's why it's so important to be filled with the Spirit of God, to have the Spirit of God operating in our lives in discernment. Because even as David said here, they could bless with their mouth, but what's going on inside, they're cursing inwardly. And only the Spirit of the Lord, only the Spirit of truth, will reveal to you in your own life circumstances those who are of the Spirit, those who are genuine, those who are also operating with false motives, those who are interested in self-promotion and self-aggrandizement. The Spirit of God is able to give you that kind of understanding. But in that final analysis, again, verse 5, he goes on to say, "My soul, wait thou only upon God, for my expectation is from Him." Beloved, can you do that? Do you know that He knows all of your needs, the things that are necessary in the natural realm, the things that you're hungering for spiritually? God, only God can provide those things that you and I need. Yes, we can do all and should do all we can in the natural by being obedient to the Lord, by following His word. But in the end, the final analysis, God alone is the one who is Jehovah Jireh, our provider. He only is my rock and my salvation. He is my defense. I shall not be moved. Again, the reiteration of this, in God is my salvation and my glory, the rock of my strength, and my refuge is in God. You know, our flesh and our hearts can fail, but thank God He is the strength of our heart and our portion forever. Trust in Him at all times, ye people. Pour out your heart before Him. God is a refuge for us. Surely men of low degree are a vanity, and men of high degree are a lie, to be laid in the balance. They are altogether lighter than vanity. Trust not in oppression. Become not vain in robbery. If riches increase, set not your heart upon them. The things of this world are all passing away. There is no security in the comforts of this world, the wealth of this world. God has spoken once, twice have I heard this, that power belongeth unto God. Also unto thee, O Lord, belongeth mercy, for thou renderest to every man according to his works. James said, "Hast thou faith? Well, it will be evidenced by our works." This is such a rich and a powerful and a beautiful psalm, and I pray the Spirit of the Lord will just take these words and encourage your heart. And I invite you to tune in tomorrow, because we're going to go into depth into what the Spirit of the Lord is actually saying to us in the verses of this scripture that I've shared. Thank you so much for listening. The announcer is going to give you our contact information. I do invite you to write. If the Holy Spirit's moving on your heart, He has a reason for that prompting. God bless you. I love you. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass. Say, "May God's best forever be yours," is my prayer.
You have been listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at either P.O. Box 218, Tracy, California, 95378, or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop her an email. Again, our address is P.O. Box 218, Tracy, California, 95378, and that web address is unveiledchrist.org. And as you write, remember your prayers and tax-deductible offerings of support enable us to keep this broadcast ministry on the air. Thank you for joining us. God bless.